First, this note on emerging science from Emily Torgrimson.
Okay, so a guy walks into a bar and, well, you know the rest. It gets you every time, right? Well, that depends on whether you're a woman or a man. Women seem to get more out of a joke than men do, according to a recent study by Stanford University School of Medicine. Scientists showed black and white cartoons to 10 men and 10 women, who rated the cartoons on a 1 to 10 funniness scale. Researchers monitored both sexes' brain function when the participants were processing the joke. They found men and women have the same humor response system. When they think something is funny, both activate the part of the brain responsible for semantic knowledge and language processing, and activate these parts to similar degrees. But women experience greater activity in parts of the brain already associated with humor appreciation, the prefrontal cortex and the mesolimbic reward center. When women hit the punchline of the cartoon, their reward center lit up. The funnier the cartoon, the more the reward center was activated in women. Stimulation of this mesolimbic reward center means something is pleasant and unexpected. Other triggers include a windfall profit on an investment or a cocaine high. Scientists think the punchline was more of a surprise because women had lower expectations. They did not expect the cartoons to be as rewarding as the men did. Scientists say the study could further research of depression and cataplexy, a condition where strong emotions, like humor, advance sudden motor control loss. If future studies find that women's reward centers have greater sensitivity to emotional stimuli, we may eventually better understand why depression affects twice as many women than men. That's this week's note from Emerging Science. I'm Emily Torgrimson.
And you're listening to Living on Earth.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations and the Charles Stewart Mott Foundation, online at mott.org, supporting efforts to promote a just, equitable, and sustainable society. The Kresge Foundation, building the capacity of nonprofit organizations through challenge grants since 1924, on the web at kresge.org. The Annenberg Fund, for excellence in communications and education, and the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, from vision to innovative impact, 75 years of philanthropy. This is NPR, National Public Radio.